Daily Scramble Live. It's KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and Tyler Russell's hanging out for Tyler's Track of the Week Part 2.
Is this what this is?
Yeah. It's the extended addendum.
All right, good.
So we're talking about John Williams because he spoke to Classical KUSC, our Southern California classical music station.
Can you go a show without mentioning another radio station, Zach? Is that possible?
No, see, because I listen to all of the stations to make sure that we are much better than all.
To make sure
ours
is the best. Okay, yeah. So you have no fear in mentioning other radio stations.
I don't know. Should I have fear? I will avoid it from now on. So this really weird kind of obscure station that nobody really knows about, John Williams went on with them and he told them that he's planning on writing the score for episode 9, which is supposed to come out for Star Wars in 2019.
Right.
But that, here's the exact quote. He said that that'll be quite enough for me after that.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah, he's done with Star Wars. So much like Elton John, everyone else who's retiring, John Williams, 86 years old. He turned 86 last month. He's going to give up the Star Wars business.
It makes sense. I mean, there's been not just 9 Star Wars movies. There's a few spinoffs as well. He's done the music and the scoring for every single one. So at this point in his career, and knowing that Disney has no end in sight whatsoever, I think he'd rather just call it quits now rather than die writing the last Star Wars movie.
Yeah, he said 9's a good number. But you know, if you end on a 9 and he has the opportunity to round it out with a beautiful number like 10, you think he's going to turn it down?
At 86, I don't think he's thinking about that kind of thing. I don't think he cares about the number perfection.
That's true.
So, he's a legend, though. I mean, he's done absolutely everything. I hope this doesn't mean he's not going to do anything, because every time he writes for a movie, it's a huge hit. I mean, you can't name one movie he's been on that you don't know the theme song for. Indiana Jones, Jaws, Close Encounters, Jurassic Park,
Harry Potter.
I mean, he kills it every time. He's never not written a hit.
Schindler's List. That's a weird
one. Love that one.
Can you believe he did that?
You're right.
One?
That's one I don't have that one in my head.
I don't know the theme in my head either.
Did you know I couldn't get through Schindler's List? And that's an unpopular opinion, but I tried to watch it like in my adult life. No, I couldn't. I something about the 3.5-hour film on a Tuesday night. You know, I couldn't do it.
Liam Neeson, Tyler.
I know.
Liam Neeson.
And I don't believe his accent. The whole time I'm like, you don't really talk like that.
Yeah, it was one of those movies. I made it through.
Good for you.
I don't think I'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no reason to.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So my favorite John Williams song is the Jurassic Park theme song.
One of my all-time favorites as well. I was obsessed with that movie. I literally have this memory of being so young, I'm not even sure. I could have been 3, 4, 5 maybe, crawling on the floor, sneaking into another room because the older cousins, it was a family gathering. They were watching Jurassic Park, and I was crawling on the floor trying to sneak watch, but I wasn't allowed to because, you know, people get eaten by dinosaurs.
You had to have been younger than, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Jurassic Park came out when I was 5, so you would have been like 3 or even 2.
I could have been. Yeah. Like, I have a very good memory.
I remember my dad. I remember having a memory too. My dad, when we were walking into the movie, he said, "All right, Tyler, this is going to be kind of scary. You know, it's rated PG-13. It's going to be dinosaurs." And they still quote me to this day. I said, "Daddy, it's just a movie." And I was 5. Very mature for my age.
That is very mature. Wow. Just a movie. I will never forget when who gets eaten on the toilet. Isn't that
it's the fat guy.
No, he doesn't get eaten on the toilet.
Yeah,
he gets eaten by the one that spits, like, it blinds him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Newman.
The jazz guy that's always on one of our songs for good advice.
The George Drubin jazz trio.
Jeff
Goldblum doesn't get eaten on the toilet.
Who does
that? Jeff Goldblum survives the whole film.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
If you can find the dinosaurs, then we can go to the Jurassic Park. That's my Jeff Goldblum impression.
That was pretty good.
Thank you very much. Do we have the theme song?
Yeah, so actually,
about John
last hour, I spoke about John Williams for Not Dead Yet, and we played a cover a Star Wars medley, a metal version, very cool. Heavy progressive rock.
Epic.
But this time around, I found another one. This is Melodica, the Jurassic Park theme song on Melodica. You ready for it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard. I'd like to say that John Williams inspired an array of musicians everywhere, but
gosh,
this,
that is horrendous.
He's rolling in his couch.
That was amazing. Melodica. Tyler, how did you describe it again?
It's like a flute piano. Like, it's for nerdy kids who play the recorder, you know? it's like a nothing instrument.
I've seen a boss completely, just destroy it, though. Play it really,
on Melodica.
On Melodica, I think it happens. I'll find a video.
Pretty
I'll prove
weird.
It.
It's a pretty weird instrument.
Okay, so let's hear the real Jurassic Park theme. What do you say?
Sure.
All right, this is a John Williams theme from Jurassic Park.
Yippee.
Are we also watching a Minions movie at the same
time? I think so.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yep.